A new memo is being drafted that will require agencies to detail how they will use their secure identity cards under Homeland Security Presidential Directive 12. At the same time, the White House issued an early draft on how the government will support secure online transactions. Both of these efforts are laying the groundwork for how the Obama administration wants to move forward with identity management. Paul Grant is the Special Assistant for Federated Identity Management and External Partnering in the Defense Department's Chief Information Officer's Office. He also is co-chairman of the CIO Council's Federal Identity Credential and Access Management Subcommittee. Grant says the memo continues the pressure OMB has put on agencies in the 2011 budget passback guidance around Identity Credential and Access Management, or ICAM.
Some departments got extra passback language because they needed a little bit more push to get to where OMB wished them to be. But we all received the one about we're going to do detailed transition plans. So in my case, the Department of Defense is going to write a DOD ICAM transition plan, documenting efforts to do, as it says, identify credential access management activities, report it back to the ICAM roadmap, submit the plan to OMB, is what the anticipation is. OMB will bless each department's plan and then track departmental progress. So they're pretty serious. The additional guidance is in draft. We've seen a draft of the template they wish to follow. They, OMB, wish to track on all the departments. And the draft memo is in existence, being staffed within OMB. So we expect to be tasked very soon to go ahead and prepare a department-wide, every department, department-wide ICAM transition plan.
The CIO Council issued the ICAM roadmap in November. In fact, OMB has been turning up the heat on agencies through its tech stat sessions, focusing on HSPD 12 implementations. This is where federal CIO Vivek Kundra and other senior officials review problematic programs and decide if and how to fix them. Sources tell me that OMB has met with the Transportation and Veterans Affairs Departments, as well as the Small Business Administration, about their poor progress in issuing secure identity cards to employees and contractors. All three agencies have issued cards to less than 35% of those who need them. At the same time, the White House's draft strategy to secure online transactions is a few weeks from being completed.
Judy Spencer and I are on the authoring team. Tom Lockwood, who is running the effort for DHS on behalf of the National Security Staff, is on the ICAM effort. Most of the things in there are dealing with presupposed strong credentialing, strong identity proofing and vetting, because you have to have that. It's going to be a very high-level document, because it is, you know, within 25 pages of national strategy, but it's hinged strongly upon the ICAM work, and will be. We have a partial draft. We expect to have a full draft by the 23rd of April, informal staffing, and then going to some formal staffing probably in May.
I've learned that Mike Butler has been leading the development of this strategy for a few months. Butler, who is on detail from the National Institute of Standards and Technology, played a key role in the General Services Administration's and DOD's smart card initiatives. Federal News Radio first reported on this online transactions effort March 25th. Grant spoke Thursday at the Interagency Smart Card Advisory Board meeting in Washington. DOD also is leading an effort to implement a secure identity card for classified networks. Grant says initially, DOD considered using the HSPD 12 card to access secret networks. But in the end, it decided on a different approach. The Committee for National Security Systems, or CNSS, and the CIO Council are working together to develop this standard.
The CNSS and the Federal CIO Council agreed that they did not need a separate Identity Credential Access Management, or Identity and Access Management, working group under CNSS. Therefore, they've rolled it under the ICAM. With a charter to be a national security system focus group to be sure to cover the equities required for national security, at the same time exploiting all the work of the ICAM, the theory being that most of the identity credentialing and access management work will be the same, and the only differences would be smaller pieces to be documented by the CNSS as gap adjustments, but the idea being do not replicate, keep a consistent, clear, concise message for all of us with only minor deviations required for national security.
Grant adds that DOD will test the new identity card for classified networks later this year.
The idea is would be a separate card, DOD having the lead initially, but to become the CNSS card for all the classified systems across the executive branch under the authority of the CNSS. It would be a different card than the CAC or the PIV. All employees would have a PIV. Not all employees would have the second card for use on classified systems.
The CIO Council's other top identity management priority is to finish their criteria for non-federal companies to provide digital certificates that meet federal standards. Grant says a working group is moving quickly on it.
Criteria is taking basically the current
federal PKI certificate policy and strengthening it to pick up the extra requirements of the PIVI, such as stronger identity proofing and vetting of an individual. We do not intend the executive branch to issue these cards. We have external partners who will be cross-certified and trusted to do so. So that we can recognize those qualified non-federal issuers, a new certificate policy is being created, is being staffed and discussed today for the next 3-4 weeks prior to being locked down, saying this is what we want to vote on as being the criteria, then it would be published for all potential non-federal issuers to match the criteria. And basically it comes down to another cross-certification with the federal PKI bridge.
He says citizens and businesses would use these credentials to do business with the government. The new standards could be done in a few months after they go through the approval processes. In Washington, Jason Miller, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.